Greetings to you this morning from our Lord Jesus Christ. Our peace, our love, our truth, our Savior, our Redeemer. We bring you good tidings this morning. We thank the Lord this morning for His grace, for His mercy. We thank the Lord this morning that He woke us up and gave us a breath of life. And He gives us fresh air to breathe. We give Him the glory and we magnify His name. Welcome to the Voice of Grace, the city of transformation, a place where we are helping people discover and fulfill their God-given destiny, a place where we are doing the work of an evangelist, a place where we are loving people, caring for people, sharing the gospel with them, ministering to them day and night, praying for them day and night. I thank the Lord this morning for you, for your family, and it is my prayer that the Lord God will open doors for you and your family, that the Lord God will bless you and bless your family. We started yesterday with our devotional reading, and we looked at Deuteronomy chapter 16, verse 20. We also turned around. We look at Deuteronomy chapter 25, verse 15. This morning we want to look at Proverbs chapter 4, verse 25, and Proverbs chapter 11, verse 1. We're talking about sincerity. And we said sincerity, it is to be honest. Sincerity, it is to live with integrity. Sincerity, it's to be genuine. It is to be faithful. And so this morning, let us look at what Proverbs chapter 4, verse 25 says. I'm reading from the English Standard Version. It says, "Let your eyes look directly forward, and your gaze be straight before you." Many of us become deceitful because we are looking around. We get distracted. We start to look at other people, what they are getting away with. And we are creatures of habits. And sooner or later, we start to practice what we see around us. We look around, we see people coming to church activities late. We are no longer sincere. We see people who profess to be born again believers, living this kind of life that is not worthy. And we start to copy. We start to mimic them. We start to live like them. For me, I see Proverbs giving us a warning, advising us that our eyes need to look directly forward, engage straight before us. We look straight forward to God, who is the author and finisher of our faith. We follow his example. Matter of fact, in the book of Hebrews, it says, you have clouds of witnesses that you can look up to and follow their examples. You have clouds of witnesses. When even Paul himself said, follow me as I follow Christ. Lift up your eyes to the hill, from whence cometh your help. Look forward today and stop looking around. Because the more you look around and you see the evil, and it seems as though people are getting away with it, which of course they are not getting away with it. It's just a matter of time. We tend to behave like them too. We tend to do the same thing everybody else is doing, because we want to blend in. Sometimes because we want to be accepted, we blend in. The world is committing fornication, idolatry. The world is committing sexual immorality, lies, deceptions, stealing. And sometimes we feel like they are getting away, and so we tend to copy them too. But the scripture is telling us this morning to lift up your head and not look to them, but to look to the Lord your God. Proverbs chapter 11 verse 1 says, a false balance is an abomination to the Lord, but a just weight is his delight. A false balance. In sincerity, there is no false balance. In sincerity, we have to be honest, truthful. We have to be the people that lived with integrity. The marriage. I've seen so many times people want to live this double life, and it's difficult to live double lives. Even just you trying to live one life, even harder than trying to live a double life. A false balance is an abomination to the Lord. This morning, I prayed that as you hear these words, God's Spirit will prompt you to be sincere, to be truthful, to be honest, to be genuine, and not live on a pretense, but to be real with yourself, with your fellow man, and with God. God knows you. He knows everything about me. He knows everything about us. So I plead with you this morning. I plead with myself this morning, asking the Holy Spirit to help us live a sincere life. Because others are watching, others are looking. We can either impact them positively or negatively. And that's why I prayed every day, God, order my steps. Guide my tongue, that I may not cause anyone to stumble or for anyone to fall. This morning, I prayed for you. I pray for your family, that we all will live a sincere life, a genuine life, a life of truth. May the Lord God bless you. May the Lord God keep you. May the Lord God make his face to shine upon you. And may God be gracious unto you. Be blessed.